retrograde reading for the spring 2015 Mercury retrograde from May the 18th or 19th, depending on your time zone, to the 11th of June. This Mercury retrograde takes place entirely in the sign Gemini. It's been a while since we had one that did that. I think we go back to 2008 for the last Mercury retrograde entirely in Gemini, and the one after that that touched 1 degree of Gemini or so was the following year. Since then, there has not been a Mercury retrograde in this angle of your chart, which for you, Scorpio or Scorpio rising, happens to be the 8th house. The most interesting of the houses, just about. I guess it's kind of a preference what your astrological fetishes are, but the 8th is the house that is typically associated with the sign Scorpio, because Scorpio is the 8th sign, and the 8th house in almost all of the astrological literature picks up on themes that sound very Scorpionic. That includes themes of sex, money, death, reincarnation, intense experiences, edgy type experiences. The oldest lineation of the 8th that we have in the English language comes from William Lilly, and he describes it as death, dowry, and the substance of the bride. Basically, it's about money. Any theme associated with the 8th comes back to the transfer of wealth, and that can include through inheritance or through marriage. And so as the centuries since William Lilly's book have unfolded, that's about 350 years, I think, 16, 17, 18, yeah, about 350 years-ish, we get the theme of joint finances in the 8th house, shared finances. That is to say, sharing a bank account. The definition of marriage that is from the state of Colorado's marriage laws, which is if two people live together and share a bank account, they are married, according to the state of Colorado. Not sure if they've changed that. Usually those laws don't change very fast. They are well-entrenched customs and established by precedent and tend to be a kind of a standard for that particular state. And I have a rule that I use in my life, which is that if I have sex with someone and they handle my money, we're married. Hence, since I don't want to be married, no one that I have sex with ever handles my money, including in a bookkeeping or accounting role. And the eighth is the house where these two interests merge. Sexual interest and financial interest, creating a form of common law marriage. There does not need to be a marriage certificate, marriage license, marriage ceremony, or anything like that. It is this merging that happens. Now, what's interesting is that you have Gemini here, and so there may be more than one person involved in this merging. There may be more than one theme or issue involved. There may be a kind of a separation of matters, because a Gemini can indicate distinct entities or distinct facets of a situation, and those facets may or may not be aware of one another. They may or may not be working in harmony with one another, but they're there. Those facets exist. And with this Mercury retrograde, I think that it is absolutely essential that you be careful with all forms of shared finances. That includes any form of investment. It includes any form of mergers of some kind. And it especially involves contractual affairs, because this is happening in the house where there is the all of the topics that are contractual in nature show up in the 8th house. And